Good morning, Basil. Good morning, Milsey. The sudden increase in COVID-19 cases in the U.S. South and West could have implications for the entire country. The national death count here is now more than 122,000. What's especially alarming is more young people are becoming infected. Dr. Charles Lockwood is with the University of South Florida.
But when young people get infected, they go home and infect their parents. They will kill people by giving vulnerable people the virus.
Over the past 2 weeks, at least 25 states have shown a rise in COVID hospitalizations. Texas is one. The new infections rate there has doubled. Governor Greg Abbott is among Republican state leaders who want to avoid a mask mandate. But with cases spiking anew in the Lone Star State, he's relented.
I know that some people feel that wearing a mask is inconvenient or that it is like an infringement of freedom. But I also know that wearing a mask will help us to keep Texas open.
Houston has seen a 177% spike in new COVID cases. Sylvester Turner is the mayor there.
We are moving very fast in the wrong direction.
President Trump at his weekend rally in Oklahoma declared, if you do more testing, you are going to find more cases.
So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
The White House, getting days of blowback on that, claims the boss was joking. But Trump, again this morning, says he was not.
I don't kid. Let me just tell you. Let me make it clear.
At a congressional hearing today, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked, did Trump tell you to slow the testing?
To my knowledge, none of us have ever been told to slow down on testing. That just is a fact. In fact, we will be doing more testing.
50-year-old Garrett Craig was the first coronavirus patient in Arizona to make it off a ventilator alive. His 30-year-old son, hospitalized with him, tells the American ABC,
I was still going out, wasn't worried about anything. I made it a joke, to be honest.
His dad joins him in warning others, don't take this virus lightly.
Social distancing is important. Wear a mask. It's a miracle that we're both here and we survived.
Parts of their state, Arizona, are in their peak now, a surge of people there urgently wanting to be tested. Milsey and Basil in Phoenix, where it is 42 Celsius today, people have been waiting outside for up to 13 hours for a COVID test.